Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Yount reaches second base with a double. Kittle throws the ball into Law, who tags Yount trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Moore goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball four. Ogilvie moves to third. Manning moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Burns, and towards Dibzinski, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Yount moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Haas covering. Safe. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Moore chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Moore. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards third. Lowe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Salome Barojas now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards the mound. Barojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gantner is hit by the pitch. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Yount reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Brewers. Juan Agosto now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ladd now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's White Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Law scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Fisk steals third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Ogilvy moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ogilvy scores. Manning moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Brewers, 6. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder bunts towards the mound. Augusto fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. One out. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Gantner is hit by the pitch. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 7-6, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski has Gantner in a rundown. He throws to Law, who throws to Fisk, who tags Gantner for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and three doubles. He's got three RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yount for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Jim Slaton now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Lorenzo Gray pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.